Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day two of the fourth test between India and England. England needing to win this test to avoid a series defeat. We join the action with India batting, Pujara and Rohit at the crease, a score of 24 for one, and it's Jimmy Anderson with the ball.
Okay, well, it's a nice scene, of course. The sun's out, shadows in this early morning light, a very different light, a white light compared to the afternoon yellow light. In comes James Anderson, and he bowls a nice full ball, and immediately Rohit just sort of leans on it and uses the angle of it to get it to mid-wicket for a couple. Dom Bess does the chasing, so India are away this morning. Rohit has 45 on his back. We were debating yesterday why Ashwin may have 99 on his back. But anyway, pretty comfortable that from Rohit, although the ball is taken off middle and leg, the angles suggest it might go on and hit leg, and he's happy then just letting the ball come to him and shutting the face. But there's two for Rohit to start the day.
Gents, knowing that you've only got the two quicks, how much knowing that it's burning hot and there's only two of you, does that go into sort of bowling a little bit with the handbrake on at first thing this morning with the new ball? Because you know if the spinners go around the park, they're going to throw the ball back at you and you have no backup.
Well, I said, Jimmy Anderson could easily get 40 overs in here this innings. Absolutely could easily get 40 in.
Anderson in, two slips in the gully weight. It's good length outside the line of off stump. Anderson wheels back towards his bowling mark in disgust with himself at having wasted another ball. Rohit calmly walks away to short leg. And there is no run.
I know what you're saying, Butch, but as a bowler, you can't have that in your mindset. It might be in the back of it.
You can't have it, but it's human nature, isn't it? You kind of know the way that the race is going to be run here if you don't pick up a wicket in your first couple of overs.
But absolutely. Jimmy's got till June off anyway, so I think he gets through this game.
Yeah, but
he ain't going to play another game till June, mate.
Yeah, but it's not going to help him in 20 overs' time.
Anderson in, sweatband on both wrists, and again the ball is wide of off stump. Rohit just rocks forward, and that goes through to Ben Folkes, and again there's no run.
I think you've got to be, as a bowler, you're asking in this position, and you're only one of two. You know that there's a potential you might bowl a lot, but you have to worry about what's happening in this next two or three overs. You've got to give everything you possibly can, because if you start looking long term, then you're not doing your job properly. You're taking your mind off what's going, and you're just defeating the object of bowling at all.
Again, wide of the off stump. That one just a little bit of shape in, but it started too wide to trouble Rohit. Shoulders, arms, and again it's through to Folkes. I mean, I'm not suggesting that they're not giving it everything, but you've been killed by the selection of your team almost.
Well, Jimmy's giving it everything. He's 38 years old and he's bowling around 82 miles an hour. That's where he's at now.
It's human nature. It's human nature, I think, what you're trying to say, Butch. It's human nature. You're thinking that you're potentially being in for a long day. But you can't have that outlook. I'm sorry. You've got to think what's going to happen in the next three or four overs in this spell.
Anderson in, and that's straight. And you heard that crisp sound of the middle of Rohit's bat as the barn door came down on the forward defensive once more. 34-1 is the score. 171 England are ahead after making their what we all think is a rather paltry 205 on what looks to be the best surface of the series so far.
Bleach in again, flicked away up to Johnny Bairstow at mid-on, just wide of Johnny Bairstow at mid-on. He had to make 3 or 4 yards to pick it up, and therefore they go through for a single. So Gareth, if the batsman runs down the pitch and he gets 3 metres away from his stumps, he's safe. Is it hard and fast?
That's how I read it, yes.
I thought it was still at the umpire's discretion. That's pushed away by Pujara.
He's not safe. If he's given out, he can still be given out. But
right.
what Akash is saying is that it goes with umpire's call at that point. If you're more than 3 metres down. So you could still be given out by the umpire on the field if he thinks that you are still out LBW.
Here is Jack Leach once again. Another appeal. Carbon copy, and up goes the finger this time. Pujara has immediately reviewed it. It was a carbon copy of the previous one, which they decided not to review this time.
Victor, review for leg before, fair delivery.
Nitin Menon, the umpire, has given it out, and Pujara's immediately reviewed.
And there's two noises again, isn't there? It's like he's squeezed it again with bat and pad. It's which one it's hit first.
Oh, yeah, it does look like pad first. I tell you what a piece of umpiring if he's got this right. I mean,
yes.
We're talking about fraction of a second before the ball deflects from the pad onto the bat, and the umpire appears to have it absolutely spot.
Well,
provided the ball's hitting the stumps,
please.
Then he's made an incredible decision.
Yeah, stand by.
Akash?
Stand by.
Looks out to me, to be honest. And yes, a good piece of umpiring.
Ball tracking coming, boys.
Umpiring on these surfaces. Of course, this is a good one. But generally,
stand by.
It's tougher to officiate umpire on surfaces where the ball is turning a lot. This one will be given out.
Hitting. Go to on-field umpire.
I'll tell you what, it's hitting halfway up. Just over halfway up, middle and off.
Stay with your ball.
I think he's had a brilliant series. He is the India's senior umpire, Nitin Menon. But I think it's hard to give him too much credit for that piece of umpiring.
Yeah, but I suppose it's look at the whole picture and what is Jack Leach trying to do? What's he trying to achieve? He's got a decent idea that he's trying to get the ball straight. So when the ball is pitching between the tram lines, literally, he's got the two things to worry about. Is it going on to hit the stumps? Has it spun too much? Is the first one. And then secondly, is there a little bit of bat involved with Pujara playing a little bit bat and pad together? He sees the pad first, it hits the pad, it's hitting the stumps. Brilliant decision. I think it's a fine piece of bowling from Jack Leach, and I think he started so well today. It's so difficult for him. It's not natural for him to be angling the ball to middle stump and even the inside of middle. But he's trying to bowl that bit straighter with less balls going through that sort of corridor, pitching off stump and going through without as much challenge to the batsman, to the keeper. He's bowled that pitch straighter and he's got his rewards early, very early on in the piece. The big wicket of Pujara, the man that can bat all day, the wall for India, has gone for 17, 40 for 2. And Leach is right into his business, which is great for England.
Right now, Stokes' only wicket in the series is Virat Kohli. So he won't mind bowling at him, and Kohli will be aware of the problems that Stokes causes, that little bit of movement from a full length with the odd bouncer. The odd ball to force you back. Kohli, who takes his guard out of his ground. His feet are a couple of inches just in front of that top increase as Stokes steams in now. And he makes Kohli play a very straight ball, and Kohli plays it well, actually, watching it. Nods to Stokes as if to say, yep, good ball.
Well, if you're going to bowl at Virat Kohli, you want to be when he first comes to the crease. You don't want to be bowling him when he's 50 and 60 not out, do you? So it's a good time to bowl, and I think that's why he's probably given Ben Stokes another over to see if he can dismiss the Indian spinner. Averages over 15 test cricket. A sensational player. I've really enjoyed watching him this series on some difficult conditions. But we know Ben Stokes, he has got that golden arm.
Well, he has. So there's two titans of the modern era head-to-head here. Oh, yes, beauty from Stokes. He's done it. Got one to really bounce. And Coley playing at it has nicked it through to Ben, folks. That's fabulous fast bowling.
Well, we talk about the golden arm, didn't we? And just as that came out of my mouth, he absolutely his best delivery of the series so far. Back of a length, good heat into it, aggression at the crease, good bounce. Coley followed it and straight through to Ben Stokes, taking the ball above his head. Terrific wicket, huge wicket for England. England, like the last Test match, are making a comeback. They're fighting.
India 80 for 3. They've lost a couple of wickets in the morning session. I'll tell you about those in a second. Here's Anderson again, and Jinkya Rahane comes forward and pushes it this time into the covers. So the first man to go was Chateshwar Pujara after India resumed this morning at 24 for 1. Pujara LBW on the front foot to Jack Leach. Very fine piece of umpiring because the ball hit the pads fraction of a second after it hit the bat first. And then Virat Kohli got an excellent bouncer from Ben Stokes, which he fended at. Could only get a thin edge through to Ben Folks. Kohli went without. Scoring edge, and it's taken by Ben Stokes at second slip, and Jimmy Anderson has the third wicket of the session, the fourth of the innings. Superb low catch from Ben Stokes. Looked like it was dying off the outside edge, but Stokes managed to get his fingers underneath it at second slip as he was diving forward. That's brilliant bowling and superb catching, and India are 80 for 4.
Absolute beauty by Jimmy Anderson. Great catch by Ben Stokes down, diving right in front of Joe Root. It wouldn't have carried to Joe Root. That's how good a catch it was. You normally, from where Ben Stokes would be looking to go to his right, he's had to dive to his left because it went in front of the England captain. What a session by England. What a performance by Anderson, Stokes, Leach and Bess. England are right back in this game. 84 for 4. And England have worked very, very hard to get themselves in a position to get back into the game. And Jimmy Anderson has just done what Jimmy Anderson does best. Found the outside edge. And his team will be walking off and enjoying their lunch.
Oh, brilliant from James Anderson. Almost set him up the over before. Just holding his length beautifully. Rahane not quite getting into the ball. This time held on the crease a little bit. He's thinking, I want to get forward. Doesn't want to push his hands at the ball. But ultimately he has to, because the line is good and just fends enough to make the ball carry to a diving Ben Stokes, which was a fine catch, as Harmy said. But it's the setup almost for the 8, 9, 10 balls that he faced off Anderson before that just lures him in, just created enough doubt, so he just holds on the crease. Beautiful bowling from Anderson. England have been magnificent this session. The first 20 overs went for 31 with the two wickets. And then they had a little bit of a period where India played a few shots and played very nicely. But they finished the session 3 for 56 in 26. That is one incredible session from England. Holding the game, but also taking wickets. Being patient when at times we've all been on air saying there's not a lot happening here. This is looking a bit doom and gloom. No. The scoreboard was going nowhere. England were always in the ascendancy this morning. And it's the old adage, you stick a wicket on it, stick two on it. Wow, England are right on the front foot in this game.
This is Following On, bringing you exclusive coverage of the second day of the fourth test. England have made a positive start to the day, taking three wickets, plus Virat Kohli for a duck. A reminder that you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team, from wherever you get your podcasts, plus be sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. Shortly, we rejoin the action after lunch with India on 80 for 4.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 2 of the fourth test between India and England. We rejoin the action after lunch. England will be in a positive mood after taking the wickets of Rahane with the final ball of the morning session. India on 84 for 4, chasing down England's 205.
Final here is Bess again, tosses it up, another full toss, driven through extra cover. He is really struggling with his lengths, and Dan Lawrence gives chase, but it's trickled into the boundary for 4. Dom Bess is just, he's bowling at least one 4-ball and over.
He is, and the 4-ball is the full ball. Jared talked about earlier. I was going to pick up on Jared what constitutes a poor ball when he was describing it. Well, that is it, what he's just bowled there. Full toss, outside off stump. And to a man, and talking about how well Rohit Sharma's playing and the back in his defence and his technique and the amount of times and the respect he's shown to Jimmy Anderson. Well, no respect there. That was a poor ball and he deserved to go for 4.
Jimmy Anderson continuing up to the crease now. Balls and played away defensively by Rohit Sharma. Jimmy Anderson fields himself. Akash Chopra's joined us again. Akash, I've been talking a lot about England's ability to get this ball to reverse swing. You're much closer to the action than we are. What's the word on the SG ball?
Personally, I felt that it's not so much about the reverse swing today. It's the conventional swing that's doing the damage, courtesy the grass on the surface. And Jimmy Anderson has been brilliant. So has been Ben Stokes. But yes, English bowlers have done really well with regards to the SG test ball.
Pushed away defensively again off the back foot. Now, you just tweeted that Jimmy Anderson's the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
He is. He is. He is. There are different parameters as per to judge anybody's greatness or greatness per se. You'll find longevity is one of it. Adaptability is another. Then you look at the impact. Then you look at the numbers. You pick those 4 boxes and you'll tick every one of them for Jimmy Anderson. At 38, 39, what he's doing in the subcontinent, it tells you that he is greatest of all time.
Pushed away out on the onside, and there's no run. India 85 for 4. There's another element as well which intrigues me, Akash, is, you know, you play in a team and you become a family, and, you know, he's won Ashes and he's moved through different generations, and there's an emotional adaptability as well, isn't there? Because, I mean, he could be Ollie Pope's father.
You're absolutely right. So from being a buddy, you start commanding a lot of respect. And that happened with Sachin Tendulkar while we were in that same dressing room. And he knew, he understood that the kind of aura that he had, the respect that he was commanding at that time. And then he started behaving a lot differently as well with us, the youngsters.
Full from Jimmy Anderson, pushed firmly up towards mid-off. I mean, you have to sort of, you know, you see these youngsters coming into the team and they live in a different world.
And you can't relate to that world.
Yes.
But that's the beauty of some of these greats. Greats who transcend generations. They are the ones who are just there. And they adapt even in that fashion as well. Not just the game, off the field as well.
Finish on the batting. A friend of mine texted me just now in light of your conversation, and it says, here's a question: taking Root out of the equation, can we honestly say that anyone else has been up to test standard with the bat in the 6 tests on tour so far?
Rohit?
No, England batsman. England batsman.
Well, Ben Stokes has chipped in, hasn't he, a couple of scores. Dom Sibley got 70, or was it, or 90 in Sri Lanka. He got a 70, 80 in the first test. Not been good enough, really. Not been good enough.
Well, interesting question. Probably not is the answer. Consistently through the 6 matches, I wouldn't say anybody other than Root has shown. I mean, there obviously Ben Stokes has played a couple of innings, but
yeah, we rely on. We've relied on Joe Root.
Anderson bowls a length ball, quite a full length ball actually, at off stump and. Rishabh Pant, who is restraining himself somehow, imagine how hard that must be for Rishabh Pant, plays forward and defends a ball that on another day was full enough for him to slap down the ground. I mean, where he'd try to hit that in a one-day game, I can only begin to imagine, but a long way for sure.
Well, I don't have long to wait. It'll be next week. He'll be propelling the blade. There's no doubt. But I think both teams, Butch got it right, both teams have struggled.
Absolutely, and that's the key point, as again, there's a forward defensive stroke. This time to a slightly wider ball, goes out to square cover, there's no run from it.
You talk about the talent of India, Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill, Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, Pant, Sundar, Ashwin and the batting lineup. It's a tail ender. Ashwin got a fine 100. Absolutely unbelievable 100, by the way, on those conditions. Took had a few let-offs on that way, but it's still a fantastic innings. But Rahane, Kohli, Pujara and Gill have all struggled with a bat for India. And that's a fantastic batting lineup, all average over 40.
Yeah. Anderson, and that's a little wider, and it's a one-handed drive by Rishabh Pant, and it'll go for four. He reached and he timed, which tells you his talent, because as I say, a hand had to come off the bat to do it. A lot of captains, right? Sharma sees cricket very clearly.
Fantastic talent. I've always been a big fan of him, and there was that doubt, wasn't there, when he came into the test side, whether he could do the business. But I think over the past couple of seasons he's been outstanding for India. I really enjoy watching him bat, whether it be in T20s where he's 50 over, and now on the test arena he plays some magnificent shots.
He waits for Stokes. Oh, Bardhani with a beautiful in-swinger. He's LBW. That is some delivery. Absolute crackerjack. If Waqar Yunis at his best had bowled that ball, he'd have been proud of it. A late hooping in Dhaka that has done for Rohit Sharma, though he is reviewing it.
I'll tell you what, he bowls that ball so well. It's something he's improved over the past 12 months. He's in swinger, he bowls slightly more open chested, he uses that wrist really, really well, and he gets that late swing into Rohit Sharma. It's a difficult one to call, but it did hit him quite high up. But what a delivery from Ben Stokes. Superb delivery.
Oh, I'm worried about the height. I think it's going to be umpire's call online. So it's been given out, so that'll be okay.
Stand by.
Just height. Might be skipping over.
Stand by. Ball tracking coming. Stand by. Pitching outside.
Oh, it's out there.
Impact umpire's call.
Look at that. Clipping the bail.
Wait. Here we go. Listen to this.
Stay with the signal.
Stay with the original signal. So that is out because Nitish Menon gave it out. The tightest of calls. Clipping the bails. They got Rohit Sharma. What a relief for England.
Huge wicket for England. Ben Stokes back into the attack. England's second seamer here, the in-swinger, and he's bowled it really, really well today, he has, Ben Stokes. Terrific skill, fantastic bowler, 121 for 5 now, India, just as they looked like they were getting on top, as they were getting a partnership together, but it brings in another good player to the crease. And Ashwin's here.
But what a delivery. I mean, just celebrate the delivery. That is masterful fast bowling from Ben Stokes. Yep, he got a bit lucky, I suppose, that the original decision was out. But never mind, he's earned it. The ball was hitting the stumps. That's what we're told by the technology, and that's what we live by in the modern era of the game. A very big wicket after a lovely, lovely cruisy 49 from Rohit Sharma. You're listening to a commentary of the fourth test, England and India, over in Ahmedabad on TalkSport 2 with the Times and the Sunday Times. Try it free for 1 month at thetimes.co.uk/cricket. Offer subscription automatically renews unless cancelled. Terms and conditions apply, as stretches are done by R. Ashwin joining Rishabh Pant out there. This game is alive and kicking.
India 125 for 5, trailing by 80. There may well have been some people that foresaw this situation or a scenario similar to this yesterday, but I didn't speak or hear of any of them. There was quite a bit of doom and gloom around, and I must say that if there was a bit of pessimism around, it wasn't in any way calmed by Stokes himself, who admitted that England had batted really poorly. That's a low full toss outside the off stump, and it's punched away for four. Once again, I don't know what Ben Stokes was trying to do, but he was clearly bowling a particular delivery and it's gone wrong, and he just indicates, shakes his head now, and again just illustrates that his wrist didn't get it quite. Well, I don't know, what was he trying to do? It's a wide full toss, it's gone for four.
Yeah, it's very rogue in how he's gone about his business today. He's been magnificent. But pre that ball, it's about the third time in as many overs that he's taken his boot off the shoe. Is he having some kind of a problem with his footwear, with the footholes? And if that's at the back of your mind as a bowler, you're not on a stable footing, sometimes it can affect your sort of rhythm and how you get through your action. So it might be something with his footwear or the footholes, possibly.
This is Following On, bringing you exclusive coverage of the second day of the fourth test. It's been a positive day for England, with India 5 wickets down, but still plenty of work to do. A reminder that you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, be sure to check out our brand new YouTube show. That's The Outside Edge and is available at the end of each day's play. Shortly, we rejoin the action with India on 130 for 5, and they're chasing England's target of 205.
Exclusive ball by ball com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Entry of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day two of the fourth test between India and England. We rejoin the action with India on 130 for 5, chasing down England's target of 205, this one very much in the balance.
Two slips in the gully, Stokes in, and that short ball has flicked the glove of Ashwin. Ashwin immediately reviews as if to say, well, it's hit me on the shoulder, I've not got anything on that at all. It was an immediate reaction from Ashwin.
Delivery.
Umpire's decision is out. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, I'll give you your best angle, please.
Yellow, white, yellow.
Red one coming, stand by. Ball is very close to the bat. Give me alternates to double check. Yes, please.
Well, the crowd is roaring because it looks to me as though that ball has missed the glove and hit the shoulder. It did seem that the bounce was very steep from Ben Stokes, and Ashwin's hands were late getting up. Ultra Edge is, it's not moving. Unmoved as the ball goes past the outside edge, and then there's a spike. A
soft,
it's not really a spike, it's more of a bump. A soft-looking bump as the ball hits Ashwin on his right shoulder. And that decision will be reversed. I'm pretty sure of that, Gareth Batty.
Yeah, the new boots not taking the wicket if we're going by ultra edge. But as you say, arriving with a bump. And there's a bump on Ravi Ashwin's right shoulder now to go with a bump on his right index finger. We're not getting it out, but we might be making his bowling harder work in the second innings.
Nitin Menon just signalling that's one for the over from Ben Stokes. He's had to reverse his original decision of out. You can understand why the umpire was fooled into thinking that that had made contact with the glove. The sound of Ashwin's shoulder and the gloves would have been similar. As Ashwin faces up to Stokes again, who edges. Ashwin edges over the head of the man at gully. Don't think it was a chance. It flew above head height. There was a dive from the man at gully. I can't tell you who that is at this moment in time. The television replay is on the crowd. But Ashwin, who has been unsettled by the short ball, both in Australia and in this series, flinging his hands at that wide delivery from Ben Stokes. And perhaps it was at catchable height. It just went so quickly. I think it's Zach Crawley there at gully. By the time that Crawley had got off the ground and got his hand up, the ball was already a metre past him.
Beautiful follow-up ball from Stokes, hitting hard length just outside his eye line.
Here comes Stokes again now, pounding in. 55 on his back. And there he tries. It almost works. Not quite full enough. That's out. That's out, I think. That could well be run out. This is so close. England have a chance here. Brilliant from Jack Leach. So Ashwin drops it down on the leg side in the area Harmy was talking about. Sets off for the single. Pant decides to go. And he's in real trouble here.
Have we got a bouncing bat? Have we got a bouncing bat?
Didn't ground it.
Dive maybe. Full length and I can see where Mark's at. He's out.
England have a chance here.
Grounded.
Yeah,
go to the big screen.
Oh, we're all disappointed.
Wow, that was Bairstow. And wow, isn't that deceptive? So often those direct hits, you tend to think it's tight and you're proved right, but we were proved a foot wrong.
Yeah, in full speed, it looked like he was out. It looked like his bat was up in the air. But it just goes to show those two frames, the difference it makes whenever you're watching a run out. But did Bairstow was in, he was pretty quick. Good pickup, good release.
Oh, you know, the back didn't bounce you. Stokes again, hair flowing back, big ginger beard on. As Pant goes forward there, the ball goes onto his toe from his bat. It rolls out on the offside and Bairstow says, you want to go? Pant says, nope, I'll stay where I am, thanks. So the end of the Stokes over, 146 for 5 on a glorious day in Chennai, down in the south of India, once known as Madras, of course. Not Chennai, what am I talking about? It was, that was the previous test. What I'm trying to say is, having had glorious days in Chennai, once known as Madras, we've now moved to the more modern stadium in Ahmedabad. And, of course, they're talking about greater BCCI control since the Shah family are from this part of the world, and the Prime Minister, who was responsible for now the naming of the stadium but also the development of it, is from this neck of the woods. And there is a thought in India that there may be a power move from Mumbai to Ahmedabad, Matira. I wonder, it's hard to believe it'll ever leave Mumbai. That is very much the strong arm holding of Indian cricket. And what a job the BCCI have done in these past couple of years in ensuring plenty of test matches are played by the most powerful nation on earth. That many young cricketers are emerging. India could probably put two high-class teams on the park and do well. So for all the talk of the IPL, they've done their bit to keep, you know, the pastoral care needed to keep Test match cricket going.
Spot on, Mark. There was a worry, wasn't there, a few years ago, going down very much the T20 route.
But and no, the new management of Indian cricket has been very good. Different. I mean, you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them, I don't think, but... Anyway, Jack Leach is going to bowl. I think that's a good decision. He lobs one up and that's out. Caught at mid-wicket. A funny, soft old dismissal. Not Jack Leach's best ball, maybe his worst. It drifted miles down the leg side off a full length. Ashwin pushed it for a single, or tried to. Failed to. It lobbed up in the air. And at short mid-wicket, a comfortable catch was taken.
Is there a crowd in there, Mark? Because I can't hear a pin drop. Really quiet, absolutely huge wicket. Jack Leach, like I said, he's bowled really, really well this series. Just a steady ball. pitched on leg stump, tried to turn it to the leg, a little bit of a leading edge, and straight to short mid-wicket. A huge dismissal, that, for Jack Leach in England. India now in serious trouble here. 146 for 6. We're on TalkSport 2. And Ashwin, who's been such a thorn in the side of England with ball and bat, is gone.
That's interesting. Dom Bess has got the first over from the GMDC end, and he begins with a high full toss, which is punched away by Washington Sundar for 4. And it's statement of the obvious, I know, but every run is so important while England are still in the lead, and to give 4 easy ones away like that just feels doubly disappointing. It's a thigh-high full toss. And Washington Sundar could have hit it anywhere. He's chosen mid-wicket for 4. That's better from Bess, and it's slapped away out to the man giving him protection, Dom Sibley, on the cover boundary. 160 for 6.
You can understand what Joe Root's trying to achieve with the 2 off-spinners to left-handed batters, trying to angle the ball in and spin it away, but you've still got to execute. It's great having all the good ideas and plans, but if we're not executing from a playing point of view or from a plan point of view, each individual, all the great ideas go out the window, unfortunately.
It's quite difficult to watch as well. I haven't been there many times on a cricket field where I've had struggles with, you know, lines and lengths. You know, you feel as though you're just dying in a hole.
Here is Bess once again, and it's short and wide and cut through extra cover. It's not a good delivery again. It's another poor one from Dom Bess. High full toss and then a drag down, and he's been slapped through extra cover for 4 more. That's why it's the definition of an individual game as well as being a team game, because he knows he's letting all of his teammates down.
Yeah, you can see that. And as he's walking back, he's sort of talking to himself, looking up at the sky. As Hammy says, it's not a nice place to be as a sports person when it's not quite going your way and things, your body's not moving in sync, it's not working as you want it to.
Here is Bess once again, and that's forward. Comes Sundar pushing out towards cover again, and there's no run.
And the added pressure of, you know, your body's tightening up because you're trying, your mind's telling you one thing, but, you know, from a confidence point of view, it's not there. He's probably thinking, he doesn't want to let go of the ball here, and that's, when you get into a position like that, it is horrible. The hardest part about this whole thing for Bess, and I know from personal experience, because I've been in this situation, you know, 1 or 2 times before, is that forget anybody else, forget what anybody else has said. It's what's going on between Bess's ears. It's what's going on between Dom Bess's ears. That's what's putting himself under pressure. Tension in the shoulders, not wanting to let go of the ball, feeling as though he's not doing his job properly.
Here is Dom Bess once again, and it's pushed defensively off the outside. He's changed his shirt, by the way. Dom Bess looked like he'd been playing rugby in his previous shirt, but he's got a clean one on now at tee. And
are you actually seeing signs of slight yippiness?
A little bit, yeah. And I don't like calling it yippiness because it's like I'm like bats. I want to see nice, be nice to everybody and see nice things.
Outside the off stump, and that is left alone. I think to say that a sportsman has the yips is not a criticism. I think that's an enormously sympathetic thing. I mean, that's we mostly associate it with golf, golfers, putting on the greens and chipping. You get slightly yippy. You don't want to let go of the ball. Darts players suffer from it as well. Another full toss from Dom Bess, and it's driven up towards mid-off. Dan Lawrence picks up and shies at the stumps, and he's actually hit Rishabh Pant on the arm. He was diving in to make his ground at the non-striker's end, and absolutely within his rights to have a go at the stumps there, Dan Lawrence, and Rishabh Pant diving has taken a blow on the arm. 167 for 6.
Yeah, painful when he's diving in, and with the dive in the crease, the ball's been thrown at the stumps and it's copped him. But copped him on the shoulder. But just going back to what you were saying, man, it can happen with anything where you're talking about being repeatable. Repeat, repeat, repeat. If your body for some reason is just out of sync and then the mind starts playing tricks, that is the real difficult thing to get over.
And it's the mind, a huge... there's a couple of times, for instance, I can explain from examples. There was one in Perth in 2002 when I was running into bowl. Good chance to explain because the physio's on, but I was running into bowl
and there was a sprinkler head right on my eye line, and I kept trying to miss it, and then all of a sudden I lost my run up completely. I was hop, skipping, and jumping, and I mean Butch will tell you, because they were at slip and they were honestly wetting themselves laughing. I had no idea,
as cricketers do,
honestly they were. They had no idea which was going first, my left foot, my right foot, didn't know what was going on. And once I'd missed it once, that was it. I was history. I just had to, and I had nowhere to go. And it was affecting my bowling. It was affecting everything. The crowd was getting on my back. I was false starting all the time. And it wasn't a case of me being able to run, because I could run. It wasn't a case of me not knowing me run up, because I knew me run up. It was just the minute all that came into the mind, I just stopped thinking about trying to do anything. And I remember sitting to Nasser Hussain, I didn't ask him to take me off. I thought he would have took me off. And he just said, keep going, keep going, keep going, you'll get through it. And that worked for me.
This is Following On, bringing you exclusive coverage of the second day of the fourth test. India on 186/6 and Dom Bess having some issues. A reminder that you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, be sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. You're listening to Following On. Shortly, rejoin the action with India looking to assert their dominance on the day and pass England's 205.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad, only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second day of the fourth test between India and England. We rejoin the action with India on 186/6, England in need of a couple of wickets. Dom Bess is still looking for his first of the day, and he's the topic of the conversation.
Leeds bowling at a fast pace. Television just put up those paces as Sundar goes forward and defends out onto the offside. Orthodox forward shot, no run. Yeah, he's bowled between 90 and 99 all the time with a score at 172/6, Gareth.
Yeah, which is not an easy thing to do, and hold your action. I know we've touched on it before that if we were to say, Steve, your optimum way of bowling is 90 miles an hour, but today we want you to bowl at 93. It's very difficult to keep your strength of action and raise the stakes in the pace. And Joe Root does it quite naturally, but other bowlers find it a lot harder. I would suggest that Jack Leach is not somebody that operates as a natural pace in the 90s, but has been able to up his skill set and his pace in this game particularly, which is incredibly impressive, that he's held his line and length and still done everything he wants to do, and he's sort of felt his way into that throughout the series.
What I'd say with that is the strength of action from a fast bowler's point of view is that it's not just actually at the crease, it's the momentum going through, actually your run-up going through the last 3 or 4 yards of your stride into the bound and then going straight through with it. If you've got that all in sync, that's a better chance of going from 90 to 93. Could it be something simple in some like Dom Bess's run-up? Or because Joe's got a very, very simple run-up. He wants to bowl an over very quickly. He turns, he doesn't... There's no real science in his run-up. It's not a very long one. So it's just basically like a step and fetch it. So there's less to go wrong. Where you watch Bess, he gets the ball, he flicks it up, he steps himself, he skips, and then he goes into it. Where in the process, there seems to be a little bit more could go wrong with Dom Bess as opposed to Joe Root.
Slightly opened his stance to face Leach from round the wicket so he can get to the ball, and then he skips down the pitch to knock it down the ground for a single that takes him to his 50. A huge smile on his face. He's delighted with that performance. He knows it's taken a bit out of him, but what really matters is it's taken a lot out of England. An excellent, classy innings from Rishabh Pant.
Absolutely, Mark. He's a ball of energy. I really enjoy watching him play. I think he's behind the stumps. He's been excellent for India. Much talk about his keeping, but I think he's been brilliant behind the stumps. And then with the bat, he's shown great restraint today. We all know he likes to hit big sixes, but today, I think this is his best innings of the series so far for me.
Thanks, Gothi.
Fantastic.
We've got Akash around too. A quick word, maybe, Akash, before Mark Butcher takes over from me.
Oh, he's been very, very good. He's been showing restraint. He's showing maturity in terms of his shot selection. And that was his only downfall in the early part of his test career, international career. Of course, he's very young still. But that was debatable, just throwing his wicket away, not knowing which ball to go after because he had like a plethora of shots. But this series, he's just continued from where he had left in Australia. And you'd find that his shot selection has improved manifold against England right through this series.
Yes, it's been some return to the team for Rishabh Pant since victory in Melbourne. The tour of Australia, Leach into Washington Sundar, who defends inside half of the bat, collected by leg slip. But Rishabh Pant has been in the thick of the action for India. He's been a fan favourite for his six hitting in the short form of the game. As Leach is in once again to Sundar, who plays off the back foot, wide of man at mid wicket, and India will pick up another single. Partnership now. What, 41, equal with the best partnership of the innings so far.
Well, I have to say it, I really think this is the time that England are feeling the fact they got the attack wrong for the match. It's irrelevant to me in terms of discussing the balance of the side, whether Lawrence's innings was so valuable. Of course it was, but in working out the balance of the team, you're trying to take 20 wickets in the match, and there's no doubt that this attack looks jaded now. 2-2-3 for six as England will take the new ball. It is James Anderson's. I think back to that first wicket at Lord's. A bit of a skunk haircut. Remember the young Jimmy? Well,
yeah,
you'd remember very well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Here he comes then. Anderson to Pant, who comes down the pitch, slaps him back over his head. Wow, the arrogance of youth, the expression of talent. Well done, Rishabh Pant.
England fan or not, you've got to admire this. This is brilliant from Pant. First ball to the great Jimmy Anderson. He's been magnificent this innings. Skips down the pitch, gets a bit offside of the ball, but not too close that he can't get that full flow of the bat. Almost what you'd see in a one-day international. Open the batting, run down, smacked him straight into the advertising boards. Welcome back into the attack, Jimmy Anderson.
Thinking out of the box, seeing it out of the box and smashing it out of the ground as Joe Root is in. And Pant, with a slog sweep, has hit it all the way for six. What a way to bring up a third Test match 100. An absolutely stunning return for the young man from Haridwar, from Uttarakhand State, where the Ganges come out of the foothills of the Himalayas. It has been a quite astonishing re-emergence from this youngster. Since coming back into the side in the Boxing Day Test match in Sydney, scores of 97, 89 not out in Brisbane, 91 in Chennai, 58 not out in the second match in Chennai. He, along with everybody else, missed out in the first instalment at Ahmedabad, but he now has a third Test match 100. And this one, as Root is in again, he's on the back foot, punching into the offside, turns down a single. And this one, like the one in Brisbane before it, may well be series defining. What an innings, Steve Armisen.
What an innings, what a shot. We are in one of the great cricket stadiums, or to be great cricket stadiums, you know, for years and years to come. 110,000. And that's the only shame, that we haven't got 110,000 people in this stadium, because that's what this innings deserved. It was a fantastic innings, and what a way to get there. It was more a one-handed slog sweep for six, but it's been an absolute beauty innings. It's been patient, been watchful, and then when the new balls come, he's attacked, and he's attacked with purpose.
Anyway, Anderson is into Pant, and he's gone. He's come down the pitch, he's taken one liberty too many and has flat-batted it into the hands of Joe Root at mid-wickets. A sharp catch from the England captain. Rishabh Pant admonishes himself at giving his wicket away with England at his mercy, really. But it has been a magnificent innings once more. He perhaps hasn't driven home that advantage to the extent to which he would have liked. But the Matera, now known as the Narendra Modi Stadium, stands as one and cheers as one at a young man who has the future of the Indian cricket team in his hands, you would imagine. Root takes the catch, Anderson has his wicket. A little bit of revenge for England's highest wicket taker. But the stage belongs to Rishabh Pant.
Absolutely, Butch. And, yeah, standing ovation for what small crowd is in there. But it was a fantastic catch by Root.
Yes, indeed. 286 for seven. He was inspired in a way, wasn't he? That slog swept by Akshar Patel out towards deep mid-wicket. Couple of bounces and it rolls into the deep mid-wicket boundary. And that's four more. India, well, it's as what Gareth Baddy would say, tax-free batting now. It's just help yourself time, buffet.
Oh, it's just the line of the ball here from Jack Leach. Just a little bit straight. And Sundar picks up on it and, wow, he just picks up so quickly and hits it in front of square. Hits the gap between deep square leg and mid-wicket. One bounce into the boundary. It's quality batting from Sundar. It's what we've seen all day. It's magnificent.
294 for seven. Lead of 89 here. Well, this is probably the last over of the day. India have got themselves into a dominant position. England will need three wickets extremely early tomorrow, and then they'll have to bat out of their skins to get themselves once more back into the Test match, which is exactly what they did earlier in the morning session. England won the morning session comfortably. Probably say the afternoon session was shared. The evening session has been dominated by the home side, completely dominated, with a breathtaking, eye-catching century from Rishabh Pant, which has grabbed this Test match, all the initiative, and has given it firmly to India, who now are extremely strong favourites to conclude victory over the next 3 days, or possibly over the next 2 days, and take the series 3-1. That's how extraordinarily the day varied, with England fighting back in magnificent fashion with 56, three wickets for 56 in the morning session. And at one stage, when India's sixth wicket fell, they had just 146 runs on the board. They were leading, they were still trailing by 59, and England had put themselves into a dominant position. But I must say, Rishabh Pant has changed it, and now it's really hard to see a way back for the tourists.
This is Following On, bringing you exclusive coverage of the second day of the fourth test. India end the day on 294 for seven. It now appears England have a real uphill task to save the series. A reminder that you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, be sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge. That's available at the end of each day's play. And a reminder that you can hear Day 3 live and exclusive right here on TalkSport 2 from 3:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth Test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.